Well, Jim, your thoughts overall on that performance today?
I suppose good to get the game under the belt. You know, we were happy enough with the first half performance, playing some good football in periods. Obviously, it wasn't what you would call championship intensity from both teams. You know, but we fatigued badly towards the end of the second half there. You know, so obviously the games are going to bring us on, and we have a bit of work done, I suppose, in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So it gives us a chance now to get some game time under their belt, and there is a difference between, I suppose, a level of fitness and match fitness, and that's what they got today, and that's what they'll get next Sunday.
Let's look at the game. Tyrone got off to the better start. It took Donegal a while to get going, and towards the latter part of the second half, he's deserved to be in front, do you think?
A latter part of the first half. So
first half,
No, that's fair enough. And you know, when we did get going, then we kind of had a bit of fluency to our play, you know. But it was fits and starts, really, you know. And I suppose you expect that for the time of the year. And you know, some pleasing aspects, but and some areas that we need to work on. I suppose that's part and parcel of the 5th of January.
Yeah. And Michael took his goal very well.
He did, and the penalty was saved, you know, and the penalty was saved in Oma as well by the same goalkeeper. So it was good for Michael to respond to that really well and scored an excellent goal on the back of that.
Tyrone came out of the blocks much the better in the second half. Is that what you expected?
You always know what you're going to get with Tyrone, a very well-coached team, you know, that are comfortable on the ball and they can use the ball well, you know. I suppose from our own point of view, it's just more that we weren't able to do what we were asking them to do because just the energy wasn't there, you know. So hopefully that'll come over time anyway, you know, and we've got probably a month from today to the first National Football League game. And then, you know, we've got the National League itself to try and embed what we want to do this year and some new players and stuff. So
Marty O'Reilly took a heavy hit on there. What's the latest on him?
He's concussed, and he's a head injury as well, blood injury. So he's probably going to be kept in for the night, and we'll have to monitor him, you know.
And this umbrella of the black card and the new rules, how do you think they affected the game today?
Not overly, to be honest with you. You know, I think that the black card, there's a lot of merit in it. You know, for absolutely cynical play, and you know, if somebody going through the middle and somebody trips somebody and it's absolutely deliberate, I can see that. If somebody pulls somebody down, you know, going through and goal, I can see that as well. You know, I suppose we're not apprehensive is the word, but what I'm sort of looking for in the next number of weeks is how it's implemented. And there was one today and it probably was a black card, but you know, you've got a lot of players sort of maybe coming out of defences and you've got a lot of body checking going on. Some of it might be actually very, very deliberate and some of it might be just brushes, and it's how the interpretation of that is probably the one that's going to be interesting over the next couple of months, I suppose.
Missing a couple of players, obviously. Today you started 8th of the side that won the All-Ireland 2012. The likes of Neil McGee and Neil Gallagher, when do we expect to see a return of a few more?
Well, Paddy McGrath's, you know, he's back fully training, but he's not integrated in the ball stuff, you know, games stuff. So he'll be a few weeks. Neil McGee will be a few weeks. Carrie Lacey, probably another week or 10 days. Neil Gallagher, probably another week or so before he's back integrated. David Walsh, the same. Christy Toy, the same. Christy's back fully integrated, actually, in training this week. So that's probably enough.
Finally, what positives can you take out of today?
The ball's rolling, I suppose. That's the first thing, you know, and it's a competitive game and against good opposition. We had a decent first half. We fatigued badly in the second half. We'll build that fitness, hopefully, anyway, over the next number of weeks and months. And we'll just move forward as best we can. You know, I thought Derek O'Connor done well today in spells for his, I suppose, debut at this level. Oran Manelis as well in the middle of the park in spells. So it's good to see them young players coming through as well. And obviously, you know, Michael and Colm and these boys, just gives them a chance now to get up to full speed, hopefully, before the kickoff.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Patrick McBertie was the other one. So obviously, Patrick has had the operation in his groin and he's recovering well, but he'll probably be another month before he's back playing. So, you know, we'll have to just take it day by day with him.
Thanks, Jeff.